Hello and welcome. My name is Laura Alameri and I wanted to put together this short presentation about business automation because there has been a lot of talk lately about business automation as it refers to real estate investing. And it's definitely a way to look at real estate investing in a different light, because with business automation, not only you can make your life simpler, you can make the business more productive, you can exponentially grow, and you can also travel. Like right now, I am actually recording during a Trans-Pacific cruise, and thanks to business automation, this is how you can do this. Okay, make money and have fun at the same time. So with business automation is basically taking real estate investing and breaking it down in these components and see how you can automate every part of the business to make it more effective, more productive, and also give you more the freedom that you're looking for. Because I'm sure a lot of you get in real estate to not only have financial freedom, but freedom of time to do the things that really matter to you. Now, business automation is actually a pretty new term when it comes to real estate. You know, there's with all the tools, technology, and information out there, it's definitely gained a lot of momentum over the last few years, where things back 20, 30 years ago, we had to do things more on a one-to-one level. Yes, you might have had an assistant or two, but really there was not much information and tools that we could leverage to really take the business up to the next level unless we had human help. Now, the fact about business automation is that there are two main components. There is the technologies, tools, apps, and all that you can use, but do not forget that you are part of the business. You are the brand, you are the face of the business. Therefore, human interaction is as important as the technical business automation part of the business. So when people come to me and say, oh, there is so much competition out there, you know, how can I make a difference or be different than anybody else? How can I break into this business as an investor? I say, there is only one of you. There is only one Laura, one Liz, or what your name is. And there is only one of you that can go out there and really interact with people. And so your personality, your dedication, your passion for the business, your energy will come through and it will be perceived. So somebody might say no to one investor as far as dealing with them, but they might say yes to you because of the way you come through. So forget all the scripts or anything else. And even out there, when you go out there and work with people, yes, you have assistance, you have systems in place. But at the end of the day, your client, your prospects, your seller, your buyer do not care about that. They want to see you. They want to deal with you. So whoever is in the background working this real estate machine shouldn't have any impact on how they perceive you. So keep that in mind. Okay, so now going back to business automation, there are three different areas of business automation that we're going to talk about. One is acquisition, one is disposition, and the other one is transaction management. Now, if we want to add fix and flip and buy and hold, we can also add project management and property management, which I'm going to mention here in a little bit. Now, you all heard that a real estate is a numbers game, right? You have to have leads coming in. You have to have property coming in on a consistent level. And I agree, you know, the difference between a successful real estate investor and the one that's struggling to do the next deal is the fact that a successful real estate investor has developed a business where business automation is optimized, where the deals are coming to him consistently, and his only job is to really decide what to do with these leads. Is he going to wholesale it? Is he going to do a fix and flip? Is he going to buy and hold on to the property? That comes second, but first of all, he has to work these leads. So acquisition is where you get these funnels of leads coming in on a consistent basis. And how do you do that? Well, that's where marketing comes into place. Okay, so now I'm not going to go into marketing so much into this video, because marketing honestly changes consistently. What we do at any point in time changes because of how perceptions and how the industry is changing and evolving in real estate as far as marketing. So for instance, You know that 6 months, a year ago, everybody was calling about outbound call, calling center, doing cold calling. That's the way to go after the massive numbers of leads. Well, right now it's not working as much anymore because it has been highly used by a lot of real estate investors. So they're not getting the response they used to get a while back. So now they regress back into using maybe a combination of text and direct marketing. And also there is a school of thought going through casting a large net for a lot of leads, where I am more about going for smaller batches and don't leave any stone unturned by coming in with different marketing strategies to the same list. But we're going to talk more about marketing on a different video, because that honestly is something that I need to dedicate a whole session to it. But I just wanted to give you the idea that with acquisition, this is what acquisition is. It's setting up these marketing funnels where you have leads coming in on automated pilot. Now, the human interaction here comes in, either you or somebody you train to work with you, like your acquisition manager, has to basically duplicate your own brand, your own voice into the business in order to really come through as you want to come through with the prospects and the leads. Because remember what I said, there is only one of you, and that's what is going to make the difference in the business, where people are going to perceive you and your brand. So either you're doing this outbound contact with the seller, or you have an acquisition manager. It's very important to get acquisition really to be successful in this business. Now, you can duplicate yourself, you know, with other people that can work with you. But like I said, be very careful. Quality control is very important when you grow a very solid real estate business. Now, then you have the disposition. The disposition is where you sell the properties. Again, now we have to really go into the marketing structure. We have 12 to 15 points of sales of how we sell the property. And it's very much a connected dots, cookie cutter approach on how we do it. There is a logic to it. And again, like with the acquisition marketing, with disposition, we also change the marketing all the time. So that's why it's really hard for me to do a one good evergreen for all marketing approach, because what I say this week might change next week. But I'm going to do more videos on dispositions as well. We actually have a lot of information out there about disposition. But this is also where the human interactions come back. So you got the tools, you have the leads coming in, which is very important, disposition, especially when you're wholesaling, okay? Fix and flip, obviously, you can put it on the MLS, so you can, you know, it's a different type of selling process. Buy and hold, you hold on to the property, so there is really no disposition. But disposition is more to wholesaling. But again, the human interaction comes in, how you qualify, how you vet your buyers, how you approach your buyers, how you build your trust and credibility in the market, so people are going to want to deal with you because they think you are actually knowing what you're doing. Now, the third aspect in the business is transaction management. And this is common to either wholesaling, fix and flip, and buy and hold. It's basically when you take property, once it's under contract, and take it to closing. Now, you can have a transaction management coordinator, you can have a title company, you can have, there are companies out there that actually deal only with transaction management. Again, this is very useful, especially if you want to do virtual investing. You know, one of the next videos I'll be talking about is virtual investing. So when you are not on location to close on the deal, so you need some help in closing, that's what a transaction manager can do. And this basically, once you have the property under contract, once you have the seller on board, and then you have to take the property through the due diligence, closing, this is where transaction management is going to come into place. So now the other two things that we can add to business automation is basically project management and property management. Project management is very important when you buy a property that you actually have to fix up and flip, or fix up and rent. And so it's also called buy and rent, right? Or the other part is property management. This is when you have a situation where you buy the property, fix it up and rent it, or buy the property, rent it until you sell it. So you need to have property management. And again, those can be delegated and can become part of your business automation machine. So you have the three major components: acquisition, disposition, transaction management, and then you have project management and property management, which can be added depending on which strategies you do. And 95% of all of this can be delegated out. But like I said, remember that you are the face of your business. You are the person that people want to deal with. So keep yourself at least in the business to give the face, the brand to the business. And whoever you hire to represent you in the business, like acquisition manager or disposition managers, have to have your same identity and your same personality, or portray the business in the way you want it to have portrayed. And throughout your growing, grow slowly and you can grow big. Because the other thing I want to stress with you, the importance is a quality control. Make sure that you talk, you have, you keep the business with great quality, you keep business with the control you need, you keep this business solid so that it can flourish and expand to the point that you need and you desire. Well, hopefully this was a helpful presentation on business automation, and we're going to expand more into the different areas in later videos. And but just to give you some thoughts and how this can grow, and if you want to take your business to a virtual investing level, like we are going to explain in future videos, business automation is your first cornerstone to virtual investing. Thank you.